all started when I was writing a present for a friend, and it was for Christmas, and I thought instead of buying something, then I would write something personal to her. Her kid is in it. Well, both of her kids is in it. Lily the Flower Fairy is named after her daughter, and Harry the Moon Switcher is named after her son Harrison. Moby and Puddle was her. She's got a Facebook page, and she makes lots of different craft things. And Moby and Puddle was in it as well. So I just thought I'll write her a story, getting everything together, personal to her. And then when I'd send it to her, she loved it, and we just thought we'd go a wee bit further, and she's the one that done illustrations for it as well.
So have you always wanted to be a writer?
Yes, ever since I could read and write. I used to, when I was younger, I'd get my mum or my gran give me an A4 bit of paper. They would write a title, like The Big Red Bus or something, and I'd go and fill the page with a story about this bus, and I used to do that all the time. Like, I had hundreds of books I was always reading, and I always wanted to write, and like, of some level. I was doing journalism at uni for a while. I wanted to do that, but I stopped that, and I just wanted to carry on the writing in my life, so that's where the book came from.
And how hard was it for you to get your book published?
I went to a company to begin with that done e-books, specifically for the Kindle. They loved the book, they wanted to publish it, but it was going to cost me a lot of money. So I looked into self-publishing, so I managed to get at like the kind of ins and outs of that. I got Samantha to do the illustrations, put it all together, and it was quite easy just to upload it on the Kindle to Amazon.
How did you come up with the idea?
I like fairies. My friend Samantha likes fairies, so it was just a no-brainer. It was going about fairies, and I just started writing, and it just all came out. Sit down to write for half an hour, and 3 hours would pass, and it just all came out. It was really easy just to sit and do it.
So what's next in store for you then?
I have another book I've started writing already. Harmony Faye Learns Ballet, it's called. It's about Harmony, the main fairy in the first book. She befriends one of the pixies, and they are getting away from all the mischief, all the mayhem that the pixies cause. They want to be good, they don't want to cause any trouble, and they go and learn how to do ballet and try and be good and get on with their lives. So I'm hoping to get that finished and up next year.
And who's your books aimed at?
Anybody really. I think the younger kids, like kind of 5, 6 and under, they'll like the fairies and all the different characters, but the older ones, it teaches you how to deal with like maybe a bit of peer pressure, people that are trying to get them into the trouble, and they know that's not them, they don't want to do it, they're going to go home and suffer the wrath of what they have done, and it tells you how to step outside that situation and go and do, stand up for yourself and do what you want to do.
Do you see yourself ever writing books for adults?
No, I don't have the just mentality.
So what would you say to somebody that thinks, you know, that they've got a passion for writing and they fancy doing this, but they think the whole world of publishing is just too much for them?
Just go for it. There's so many apps. You don't have to go to, like, a company. You can self-publish. It's easy. Just type in self-publishing a book onto Google and hundreds will come up. You can just send in your script, find illustrators, ask somebody you know that can draw, go on